Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the Sprint Car Report for Tuesday, July the 12th. On today's broadcast, we'll talk with World of Outlaws current points leader and defending champion, Jason Myers. That's all coming up next here on the Sprint Car Report, brought to you by the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. The IZOD IndyCar Series returns August the 14th for MoveThatBlock.com Indy 225. Great tickets available at 603-783-4931. That's 603-783-4931.
You see, Lou is just a hardworking guy with a great love for NASCAR Sprint Cup. Every day, Lou comes home from work looking for that special package. His tickets for New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Wait, there goes Lou. He leaps out the door, down the driveway, into a full sprint. He's now at the back stretch. The mailbox is in view. He stops. He waits. He looks. He opens.
The New Hampshire Motor Speedway tickets are in! Yes! Yes!
It's more than just a ticket. It's total access to an unforgettable experience. NASCAR is coming July 15th through 17th to New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the Lennox Industrial Tools 301. See Edwards, Earnhardt, Johnson, Gordon, and the Busch Brothers as all the top NASCAR Sprint Cup drivers return to New Hampshire Motor Speedway July 15th through the 17th. Tickets start at only $39. Three-day mega tickets are only $99. We have on-site camping. Buy your tickets now by calling 603-783-4931. That's 603-783-4931. Or go online at nhms.com.
Isn't it time you put a little fun in your mailbox?
And welcome back, race fans, to the Sprint Car Report here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. And we bring in the current defending champion of the World of Outlaws. He's also the current points leader, Jason Myers. Jason, always a pleasure to speak with you, and welcome to the Sprint Car Report.
Thank you very much. It's great to be on the show again.
Jason, last year, a series-high 12 wins last year, but it took until just this past weekend, race number 26, that you actually picked up win number one of the season. What's been the difference between 2011 and 2010 for the team?
It's not really the team. It's just the competition is really tough this year. And you know, we didn't get off to quite the start we were looking for, but you'll have that. And I think you see, even though we've had what most would call a really tough start, we've also been very, very consistent. So we've been kind of consistently chipping away at it here and getting a little bit better each week. With only one win, which is less than I think anybody in the top five or six in the points, we're leading the points. So, you know, it's the top fives and top tens. It's the consistency that wins the championship. And sure, we want to win races. I mean, that's what we're out here to do. But, you know, you got to finish up front in order to win, and we've been doing that. So we're happy with it, and, you know, we're just coming into our stride right at the right time. So if you look at the past couple of seasons, I've been over 100 points back at this time of the year, going into the second half of the swing, and we've run second twice and won the championship in doing so. So I'm happy with where we're at and how we're performing, and looking forward to the coming months here.
You mentioned top fives and top tens. At the present time, you have a 6-point lead over Joey Saldana, who was the second of four different points leaders to date. You had Donnie Schatz, Steve Kinser early on. You have one more top five and top ten than each of those guys. What's been the difference between being able to have those consistent top five and top tens and actually being there and, say, having a few more wins than just one win to date?
I think, you know, it's just in our team. We are notoriously known for being consistent. You know, our team works very, very hard to build the best race cars. Charlie Garrett does and Scott Hufnagel do an incredible job with their engine program. And, you know, consistency and not falling out of races and performing night in and night out is what's important. It's what keeps us up front. And we've been trailing in those categories pretty much all year, but we've quietly snuck up on them here. And it's still a lot of the season to go, though. You know, I mean, pretty much every team has been pretty up and down this season. It's tough. I think the inconsistencies in some of the tires make it hard to stay consistent. And these guys never give up. Everybody on this team never gives up. And, you know, we fight the battle each and every night and make sure that we stay focused and keep pulling in the same direction. And I think that's the results show that.
I was going to talk to you about tires here, and that because that leads me into my question, and not in any way, shape, or form putting down the fine folks at Goodyear, because they do have a proven track record of success in all forms of racing. But the tires this year, and even back to last year, how much has that played into a situation where right now the top six and the Outlaws are separated by 81 points. McMahon's back, or Delansky's in seventh, 105 points back, so theoretically he's still in it. How much has those tires played into the way we see this season being one that, at this point, it's still anybody's championship to win?
I don't know. I don't know that it's really been a big part of it. The team's, you know, doing an incredible job each and every day, and I know we've all struggled with the tires a little bit this season, but I don't know that it's – the racing is what it is because of how good all the teams are right now. And, you know, you see there's a lot of competitive teams out here that are working very hard to go out and win races, and that's why you see what you see right now. So I can't really point that to anybody other than just how hard everybody's working to be out here and to win races.
Well, let me correct myself. Paul McMahon is in seventh with 175 points out. Craig Delansky is in sixth, 81 markers behind you. But, again, with McMahon at 175, that's still in striking distance. So have you guys approached this season any differently being the defending champion than you would have a normal season? And what do you feel the team's going to have to do as we get to the halfway point to keep improving on that consistent finishes if you guys are going to repeat as champions here in 2011?
Well, you know, we're going to do the same thing we did last year. It worked last year, so why change it? We just continue with it. And, you know, we've added some new people to the team this year, made a few changes here and there, but for the most part, the strategy's the same. And just keep doing what got us to last year's championship, and there's no sense to do anything any different. You know, of course, cars and technology and all that stuff's different every day, but the procedure, the people, and the systems that we have in place are still the same. So we've approached it just the same and tried to stay focused on last year was last year, and this is another year, and we treat it just like any other year.
We're talking with Jason Myers, the defending World Outlaw Sprint Car champion and the current points leader by just 6 points as the series is approaching the halfway point of the year. And on Wednesday night, there'll be the Buckeye State for the 23rd annual Brad Doty Classic. And Jason, you've had some pretty good finishes in that event. And, of course, we're not too far off from the month of money. You mentioned that you guys are hitting your stride. How do you approach Wednesday's Brad Doty Classic in terms of what you want to do to keep being consistent? And as a driver, where do you see you still need to be working on to keep that consistency there as you roll into the month of money?
We just got to keep doing what we're doing. You know, I mean, it's funny I keep giving the same answer, but it's just something, you know, we make sure we have fresh parts on the race car. We make sure that we're looking over everything every day and staying consistent. And nobody's, you know, everybody's working together and pulling in the same direction. And we just got to keep that chemistry in the team and keep everybody, like I said before, pulling in the same direction. And I got to go out and do my job. I got to go out and perform each and every night and make sure that I'm rested and ready to go. And that's the only thing that's been a little bit different this year, maybe with winning the championship last year, is a few more obligations for me. But we got a great support team here around us that has helped make that an easy transition. We just keep working at it and keep trying to finish up front and finish consistently like we have so far.
And from your standpoint, Jason, as a driver, is this the most wide open that you have seen a World Outlaws Championship point battle at this particular time of the year?
Yeah, it's been, you know, the last couple of years have been this way, but I think this is the first year you've seen this many people, you know, fighting for it, where the battle's been real close the last couple of years, but this year to have four, even five, is there five or there might even be six guys that are still in the hunt. So it's exciting, and that's just how competitive this sport has become, and I think it's great for the industry. It's great for the fans and something for everybody to, you don't just have one, maybe two drivers you can pick from. You got five or six drivers you can root for right now to win the championship.
Well, it's been very interesting to watch to see how this championship is played out so far. As we mentioned early in the interview, four different points leaders here as we come up on race number 28 of the season for the Outlaws heading into the Brad Doty Classic. Tell us a little bit about Limaland. What's that like to drive, and what makes you guys have very good consistent podium finishes there as of late?
Yeah, we've got a pretty good setup there for Lima. Ever since we went there the first year, we've been good, and that's a pretty special race. You know, Brad Doty's a great guy, certainly a great ambassador for the sport, and it's I think you just go in there and it's a lot of fun, and it's a fun place to race. So, we hit on something there a couple of years ago that's continued to be good, and we're looking forward to going into this weekend and hopefully getting back up on the top of that podium.
Jason, as always, we appreciate your time as you guys are making last-minute preparation for tomorrow night's race. And best of luck to you and the rest of the elite team for the remainder of the 2011 season.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Jason Meyer is joining us here on the Sprint Car Report. We'll take a break and be back with more of our show right after this.
You see, Lou is just a hardworking guy with a great love for NASCAR Sprint Cup. Every day, Lou comes home from work looking for that special package. His tickets for New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Wait, there goes Lou. He leaps out the door, down the driveway, into a full sprint. He's now at the back stretch. The mailbox is in view. He stops. He waits. He looks. He opens.
The New Hampshire Motor Speedway tickets are in. Yes! Yes!
It's more than just a ticket. It's total access to an unforgettable experience. NASCAR is coming July 15th through 17th to New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the Lennox Industrial Tools 301. See Edwards, Earnhardt, Johnson, Gordon, and the Busch Brothers as all the top NASCAR Sprint Cup drivers return to New Hampshire Motor Speedway July 15th through the 17th. Tickets start at only $39. Three-day mega tickets are only $99. We have on-site camping. Buy your tickets now by calling 603-783-4931. That's 603-783-4931. Or go online at nhms.com.
Isn't it time you put a little fun in your mailbox?
Welcome back to the Sprint Car Report, everybody. Just a quick update. Yes, we did miss the past couple of weeks of our broadcast. My mom was dealing with some health issues and was in the hospital. Happy to report she is okay and out of the hospital. So sometimes we do have to put family ahead of our auto racing business, and I'm sure you folks can understand that. One other health issue we want to bring you up to date on, a condition on Fred Raymer, who was injured in Canada back on July the 4th. On his website from his wife, Debbie Raymer, the force of the impact, according to the website, did fracture his sternum, and his upper body is severely sore. In addition, he has a hemorrhage over his right eye, which is compounded by the broken blood vessels in both eyes. Nothing else is broken, and he does not have double vision. Nothing else was mentioned about a time frame for Fred to return, but we do wish him a very speedy recovery. And congratulations goes out to Dave Darlan. He scored his 76th career win. That puts him in a tie with Jack Hewitt for 7th on the all-time win list of the United States Auto Club National Sprint Car Series. Dave picked up that win on the opening night at Gas City for the Indiana Sprint Week. They've had 3 different winners in 3 races, and Chris Windham of Canton, Illinois, is the current points leader. Special thanks to Jason Myers for being our guest this week. We'll be back again next week with you for another edition of the Sprint Car Report. Thanks for listening, everybody. For all of us here at the Dirt Track Channel, I'm Sean Wood.